Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav of Pirkei Avos is a teaching from Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. We're told Yeshua ben Prachya Omer, Yeshua ben Prachya says, Asei lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher, make for yourself a rav, make for yourself a mentor, knei lecha chaver and acquire for yourself a friend, the hevi danek kol adam lekaf sechut, and judge every individual favorably. What's fascinating about this Mishnah is the language that's used to describe acquiring for oneself a friend. The Mishnah says, "Uknei lecha chaver," that you should purchase. The word "liknot" means to buy in Hebrew, that you should purchase, you should acquire for oneself a friend. And so what's extremely puzzling is why specifically this word is used with regard to friendship. Why isn't that with regard to a mentor or to a teacher? What is it about friendship that makes it so essential that one might even have to go to extreme lengths to acquire for oneself a friend? What's even more puzzling about this language is that typically when we think about friendship, we think about friendships that are formed over shared experiences, over shared interests, over shared ideals. We don't necessarily think about friends being something that comes from one individual seeking out another individual, maybe even through a form of bribery or asking a person to paying someone for something. We normally think of friendship as being a mutual relationship. So what does this mean? You should purchase, you should acquire for yourself a friend. So in order to understand that question, we're actually going to look at a commentary on this Mishnah by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that friendship is so significant for three specific reasons. The first reason, he says, is with regards to the words of Torah. Says the Gemara Maseches Tanis, that I learned a lot from my teachers, but from my friends, I learned even more. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, commenting on this Amira in Masechet Tanit, that friendship can help enhance one's study of Torah. That friends are significant because conversations, discussions that happen over the words of Torah with friendship can only elevate the words of Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah provides another answer as well. Why is it that friendship is so significant? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, a friend can help you with shmiras ha-mitzvot. A friend can help you with guarding, with safeguarding your mitzvot, and that when a person errs, it can be their friend that inspires them to do tshuva. Not in a rebuking manner where the friend rebukes the person or the friend for something they had done, but rather both of them together can work together in order to improve, in order to do tshuva, in order to better themselves with shmiras ha-mitzvos. The third dimension of why friendship is so significant, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is that a friend can offer advice. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that the advice that comes from a friend is one that typically a person can take in, one that a person knows is looking out for his own good, one where he can be his confidant, and one where he knows that that person is looking out for him. And so on these three levels, in terms of Limud Torah, in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos, and in terms of advice and being a person that one can turn to, Rabbeinu Yonah says friendship is so critically essential. But what does it mean that one should acquire a friend? What does it mean that one should look out for a way to purchase a friend? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, first of all, one way of acquisition is through words. To speak kindly to someone, to entice a person through words, through the way of one's speech, that it isn't necessarily through money, but rather through the way that one speaks to an individual, that if he's unable to develop friendships, then one should go to an extreme length in order to appease and acquire a friend through his language. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if that actually doesn't work, then one even does need to go to the extent to purchase for oneself a friend, to actually acquire through money, to actually acquire through a way that ensures that he is able to be successful in these three areas, in Talmud Torah, in Shmiras HaMitzvos, and in getting good advice and having a person that is a confidant for that individual that he can listen to and talk to about oneself. On today, Yom HaShoah, I thought a lot about this Mishnah, and that there are so many stories throughout the stories of the Holocaust that have to do with a person's friendship, with the friendship of individuals as they went through the war that really sustained them. That friendship is not only something that is just happenstance, but rather friendship in many ways can get a person through difficult times, can get a person through even life-threatening times. And I think even about my grandfather who was a Holocaust survivor, my grandfather who went through the DP camps and then ultimately came to America, how his friendships that he developed with people, whether in the concentration camps or even more so in the DP camps, were friendships that he continued throughout his time in America, and were friendships that in many ways got him through difficult times. And so when I think about the time period that we're in on today, on Yom HaShoah, the power of friendship is one that has the opportunity to elevate us and uplift us in all areas of our lives, in terms of Torah, in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos, and in terms of being a confidant, being there for someone. And so I encourage all of us today to pick up the phone, call out, call a friend, call someone that you have not spoken to in a while, go that extra link to find for yourself a friend that you really value, to speak to them, to make time for them, and even more than that, to ensure that you are there to be the friend for someone that might need it. Wishing all of you a wonderful and meaningful day.